Hi, friends. You are listening to the Mama Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan, and this is a big day. This is the 40th episode of the show, which for whatever reason feels like a huge accomplishment, and I am very excited. First, before I go further with one of the ways I'm celebrating, I wanted to let you know, in case you're new here, that this is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out, share the behind the scenes of our worlds. And I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends. In most of the episodes, I speak with other moms about their lives, and we talk about the great, the beautiful, the hard, the devastating, and we're really, really honest. So I hope that you will find this place to be one of relief that, yes, there are in fact thousands upon thousands upon thousands of women out there doing something similar. Today, like I said, is the 40th episode. And one of the ways that I want to celebrate was to create koozies. Like I said, I always say, I hope you feel like you're hanging on my back porch having a beverage. And koozies to me are just a fun thing. And if you don't know what I mean by a koozie, because I do know that there are other parts of the world that do not use this word, and maybe even of the country, they might say it differently. I don't know. For me, a koozie is the insulated kind of blanket that can go around a can and keep it cold. I have printed some up that have the Mama Bear logo. So if you look at your phone or your computer, wherever you're listening, that logo that has the bear on it, Mama Bear Podcast with Mary Susan McConnell, I have that on black koozies in a lavender pink type color ink. So because I was having fun on social media, if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook at the Mama Bear Podcast, Instagram is my name, Mary Susan McConnell. If you were following me there, you know that I said, I'm going to give away the first 40 to whoever messages me first, and I'll cover the shipping. Well, those 40, I was super excited to see. Those 40 went in about an hour, and so I rearranged my thought process because this episode hadn't even come out yet, and I said, all right, I'm adjusting, and until I run out, because I ordered way more than 40, until I run out, I will ship you one for free. Like I said, shipping included. So it's first come, first serve. And if you are interested in having one, I just love the idea that we can all be using our koozies with a soda or with a beer or whatever you want, a LaCroix, whatever it is that you're drinking, and listening to these all together at the same time. So if you would like a koozie, you can message me on Instagram, like I said, Mary Susan McConnell, DM me, or Facebook, Mama Bear Podcast. Tell me you want a koozie, don't be shy, and send me the name and address you'd like it shipped to. And if I've run out, I'll just tell you, I'm so sorry I've run out. If I haven't, I'll put one in the mail for you. And I have been addressing those all weekend, and I have had such a fun time putting those together. So thank you to everyone who wanted one. Thank you to everyone who listens to the show. And today is a fun day because I'm talking about when is the last time you had fun. And I wanted today to focus on the very tiny things you can be doing in your world, the things that you're already doing. Can you make those fun somehow? Can you make the spirit of those activities feel better, feel less like a chore? For example, one of the things that I've started doing at night, if I'm really tired, sometimes if I'm not, but normally it occurs to me when I'm really tired, maybe it's even 1 a.m. and I'm putting meds together, I'll put some music on and I'll dance my way through the kitchen. And it may sound ridiculous to you, but I dare you to give it a shot. We all have different tastes in music. Maybe it's not dance music to you. Maybe it's something smoother and more relaxing. But elevating that experience for me is really, truly a unique joy. It's a shift in my life. And so doing that consistently with the different things in my world, I'd say one thing that I am very good at is celebrating a moment and being intentional with doing things that feel awesome. So that's what today is about. It's not about making a huge shift. It's not about doing these massive things, although I encourage you to do them if you're in a place that you can, go for it. But the small things matter. They really, really do, don't they? I mean, your life is just one small thing after another that add up. So making those things intentional and full of excitement, if possible, or maybe an ounce more of joy or 10% more of fun, I think is significant. It's a significant shift in your world. So I had a lot of fun putting this one together. I hope you enjoy it. As a reminder, there is always an E next to every episode, which does mean explicit, that not only addresses the occasional adult language, but also that these are conversations for adults and not meant for little ears. Okay, guys, here we go. All right, let's talk about ways to have fun. Now, before I jump into this, I do want to acknowledge that there are seasons in our lives in this unique journey that will feel devastating and that it's going to be hard to hear somebody say, oh, you should have fun. You're like, I'm sorry. No. There are times when your child's in the hospital, when you are in a really hard moment, and I acknowledge that. So I am never making light of those moments. I do, however, feel that in the dark places, if we can find light, if we can find things that spark something in us that is positive, it's a good thing. There is a guilt associated with this. Somebody messaged me a long time ago and said, you know, my friends and family think if they see me smiling, that I don't care about my kid in the situation that we're in. And I thought, how dare they? How dare they put that on her? And so let's chat about that real quick. The guilt associated with if my child, certainly if they're in pain or if they are dealing with something that is acute and critical in those moments, you know, that's a whole different ballgame. That's not what I'm talking about. But just because your child has a unique journey, a special need of some kind, that you should then not show joy in your own life because it would be disrespectful to your child's path, in my opinion, is absurd. Your energy, whether that is of sadness, stress, or that is of joy and strength, your energy is felt by the people around you, including your kid. So wouldn't it be beneficial to them to see mom or dad happy, doing things, embracing their worlds, not being, quote, drugged down? We would never want our children to feel like they're a burden. And if mom or dad is constantly sad because of the child's situation, yikes. You know, I mean, this can be hard. So I always think that if you can find a source of fun in your world, even if it's small, that should be celebrated and that should happen. That should happen guilt-free. So let's talk about it. In episodes past, I have spoken a lot about my really hardcore belief that we have got to find breaks for ourselves. In episode 10, Squad Goals, Building a Village That Makes You and Your Kid Feel Seen and Supported, I talked about the importance that everyone on your team, from friends to therapists to doctors to caregivers, give life, and that you take the time to really invest in finding these people so that you can use the gifts of their presence to help you out and to help your child out. In episode 19, When You're Tired AF, 2 dozen self-care tips that don't break the bank, I talked about things that you can do that are, you know, self-care. And in episode 29, Caregiver Burnout, Signs of Stress and Strategies for Success from the Mayo Clinic, I talked about something similar. and the ways that people can experience caregiver burnout. Today, I want to talk about the ways that you can elevate your life in a very simple way, because finding a caregiver is something we've got to do. You know, I always say it, and I spoke about it even in the episode about New Year's resolutions. Finding caregivers and having as many as possible on the roster, I think, is a healthy choice. But if you're in the low of the low, if you're having a hard moment, finding a caregiver can be a daunting task. Similarly, if someone says, like I have in previous episodes, I think it's important to make sure you're embracing your passions. Figure out, maybe it's an online course. I just took an online course about photography using your phone. You don't have to have a fancy camera, from Kelly Hampton, who was actually a guest on the show a while back. She taught in a course called Framed. She doesn't know I'm speaking about this right now. It was awesome. She taught how to use your iPhone and how to get, you know, different some photography, because she's a photographer, professional photographer, how to learn some tricks with what you've already got, you know, and that was really exciting. So I've taken a course on journal painting. I've done all these things. And I think that's really, really healthy, but you may not be in a place in your life where something in that arena would work for your schedule, would work for whatever reasons. So I wanted to start because I think fun and joy is like a snowball effect. If you can start small, if you can start with things that you already are doing, then it can grow. It can grow. So elevating your life with the things you're already doing is the theme of today's show. This is what I mean by that. Do you put on pajamas at night? Do you go to sleep, even if it's not for long? No, there are a lot of us out there that are having sleep challenges with our kids, but you're going to bed, right? At some point, you are sleeping. If you are like me, you are sleeping in whatever you can find, like a t-shirt, leggings, sweatpants, things like this. Could you elevate that? Truly. Let me tell you what I did. This Christmas, I went to TJ Maxx and I got myself a pair of fake silk pajamas. Okay. These were super, super cheap, but I put some intention behind this for myself. And I said, you know what? I am going to find myself some pajamas that are like, I am putting on my pajamas. It's not something that I could wear to the mailbox. It's not something that I could work out in. And we'll get to that in a minute, because last time I worked out, I believe, was the summer of 2001. So the pajamas, I bought them. I got them home. I washed them. I put them on. And let me tell you, my mood skyrocketed. I was like queen of the household walking around in these fake silk pajamas. And to me, that elevated my life. I was already going to be putting something on my body. I'm not sleeping in my jeans for pajamas. Why not do something for myself that did not cost a lot of money? And that then became this moment in time in my night when I put those on, that meant my work was done and that it was time for me to slow down. It was like a game changer. So I highly encourage you to consider things like this. The point is, I didn't have to go out and do something huge. Did it make a shift in my life? Honestly, it did. Honestly, your world is made up of tiny decisions all day long. That's it. Choice after choice after choice after choice. Are you going to scroll on your phone? That's a choice. Are you going to go outside and breathe in some fresh air? That's a choice. Are you going to drink water that day? That's a choice. Speaking of water, okay, here's another way. And again, I'm not saying that I have all this down. I'm just giving you examples. You can choose for your own world. And believe me, there are a lot of shifts that I could continue to make. Water. I started to notice over the holidays that I was desperately dehydrated. I mean, really, really bad. There have been seasons in my life where I have been really on top of drinking water. This was not one of them. And at one point, I even got, no joke, this eye twitch where my eye was like twitching all the time. And I looked at Sean, I was like, seriously, what is this? what is going on? He was like, you think you're dehydrated? I was like, is that something that can happen? Like your eye, he was like, yeah, sure. Drank a ton of water. The twitch went away. So obviously water drinking can affect your health. It can affect every system in your body. It can affect your mood. It can affect, here's the big kicker, the glow in your skin. Point is, I decided, okay, I got to up my game with this water drinking thing. So I made a goal to drink 70 ounces of water a day. And I made the goal. And on day 4, I still had yet to meet it. And so I knew that I drink more with a straw. For whatever reason, if I had a jug with a straw, I drink more water. Rather than resisting that and saying, what? I just embraced it. I was like, fine. Obviously, we've all seen the campaigns, get rid of the straws. So instead of investing money on disposable straws, I spent $19. I got 6 glass straws sent to my house. There are rainbow colors, so they make me very happy. And have I been meeting my goal with these straws? I have. I get excited to make a glass of water because for whatever reason, I think water tastes better with apple cider vinegar. Other people in my life think that's crazy, but I prefer it. I make my water. I put apple cider vinegar in it. I put my beautiful glass straw in it. And then I drink like a champ. I have been way more hydrated and I'm meeting that goal. Did that feel like fun? It does. Every time, I can't deny it. It does. When I pick out a glass straw for the day, maybe it's pink, maybe it's purple, maybe it's green. It's a choice that I'm enjoying. It's a choice I'm enjoying making. Tip though, you know how you are holding a glass and you're like searching for the straw and you're not thinking, you like maybe bonk your face on it. It's not a big deal if it's a plastic straw. When it's a glass straw, it's a deal. So you need to start watching for the accuracy of those movements. But basically, it was a choice in investing in what I wanted. I wanted to meet that goal. I made it fun and it feels like fun. Other ways to elevate the fun in your life. Look at the way you dress. I know it may sound silly, but do you feel, it has nothing to do with fashion. It has nothing to do with fashion. We all feel good wearing different types of stuff. The stuff that I love to wear, you may not. The stuff that you like to wear, I may not. It just depends. You know, it's funny because we'll watch shows sometimes and it'll come out of our mouths. If I had to wear that outfit every day, I would be really, really struggling. And, you know, other people are choosing that outfit and it looks great on them. I'm not going to describe the outfit because it doesn't matter what you're wearing. If you wear it with confidence and you feel good, other people react to that. What I am trying to say is that your clothes, you've got to dress every day, unless you live in a nudist colony, in which case I want details. How does that work? I've always been so curious. I don't want to join, but I wouldn't mind knowing the nitty gritty. Look at the way that you are dressing. Does that feel like fun to you? What I noticed in my own world at about maybe 2 months ago was that everything that I was wearing, I had worn 10,000 times before. It was starting to rip. It was starting to have holes. I wasn't excited to put it on my body. And I thought, this is crazy. A, these things could be thrown away or they weren't even, here's when you know, they weren't even in good enough quality for me to give them to a donation. I wouldn't donate them because they couldn't sell them. They were in such poor quality at this point because I'd worn them for so long that I decided, okay, we're going to get rid of all of that. And I ended up with very few pieces of clothing. And then I went and I got the clothes I wanted. Sometimes these are $3 sweaters I find at a secondhand store. Sometimes they're more expensive items that, and by expensive in my book is like 20 bucks. But, you know, I have friends that buy $200 shoes because it makes them happy. And I'm like, get it, do it. It depends on your own style. But the point is that I decided to invest. If I'm going to get dressed every day, I'm going to put some time into getting clothes that make me feel good. So I did. I put some effort into getting the clothes that felt good to me. And for the first time in my life, instead of having them stuffed in drawers and only hanging the nice dresses and the coats, I was like, I'm hanging everything up. I hung up my t-shirts, which I've never done in my life. I hung up my sweaters and I put them in, drumroll please, rainbow order. So that when I get up in the morning, it is a happy experience. And then I took all my, I rearranged. I think there's this psychological benefit to rearranging your systems because we get in these habits. So all my jewelry, for example, was in my bathroom. I had very nice, you know, my nicer pieces in my bedroom on this kind of vanity piece, but I had like my daily jewelry in the bathroom so I could do my makeup, brush my teeth, put the jewelry on, all of it, boom, boom, boom. I changed up my system. Am I going to be getting up every day and putting on a pair of earrings because I like earrings? Yes, I am. Can we elevate that experience? So what I did was I decided, you know what? I would like to get ready all in one place. I don't want to be doing my hair in the bathroom, getting dressed in the bedroom, putting on jewelry here. But if I want a nice piece, I got to go back, blah, 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 blah. So I took a corner in my bedroom and I have this mannequin that has all my hats on it. And then I put my jewelry all in one place. Didn't matter. I got rid of the stuff that I was tired of wearing. I got a few new pieces that were really affordable and fun. I used to keep all my winter things, like if I needed a winter hat or a scarf, I used to keep that in a different location in the house, like where coats are and stuff. I didn't want to be going over there. I thought, I'm just going to get dressed in one spot. So I brought the pieces that were clearly mine, you know, like the hats that Sean is not going to wear, the scarves that he's not going to wear. I brought them over to my area. And now every morning is fun to get dressed. Who knew? Instead of just rushing through this thing, now I may still be rushing, but I'm enjoying it. I get to go to my closet, look at this rainbow order of clothes, and then I go to this corner where everything's there. Instead of running back and forth, I can do my hair there, which consists of throwing it up in a bun with a bandana, typically, but still, it's fun. I can get my makeup done there. I can do my jewelry. Shifting the system was a fun experience, and then getting to enjoy that system was fun. What I'm trying to say by even bringing these things up is look at your life and see, what are you already doing that you can make maybe an ounce or two up higher, a little better as far as the enjoyment factor goes? Has nothing to do with brands of clothes by any means. I couldn't name you one. Has nothing to do with making things better as far as perceiving. It has to do with how you feel. What makes you feel better? For example, and let me say this, the tiny things can sometimes just be where we start. I have always, you know, I mentioned last time I worked out was the summer of, what did I say, 01? I was a dancer. I mean, I danced all my life. I love dancing. If you've been on my Instagram and you've looked at my highlight reel, I still love to dance. This is a joy of mine, which is a great way, by the way, to elevate your mood in approximately a nanosecond. So quick. I thought that by being a dancer, that I would then naturally be good at yoga or something. This is not the case. This is not the case. The few exercise group classes that I have ever attended in my adult life left me literally shocked at how difficult it was. Like, I'm looking around like, how are these people doing this? What has happened that I am finding this so difficult? So I don't go. I don't do those things. I don't go to a gym. And dancing, I think, is a workout. For those of you who are listening who are lifting your kids a lot, that's a workout. Let's not lie. I saw a meme the other day that showed these arms that were huge and muscular for our situation. And I was like, that seems about right. I remember maybe 2 years ago, I looked at my arms in the mirror and I was like, are you kidding me? Because we have all gained these muscles because we're doing strenuous work. I knew that this year I really wanted to up my game with, I hate to say the words workout because I feel like that comes with a connotation of like, ugh, not for all people, but for me. And so walking is good, being out is good. Well, what I have found for me that is helpful is in the activities I am already doing, I have gained new habits. For example, if I am pouring up a cup of water, which in our refrigerator, we have the water that comes out of the fridge, but it comes out in this teeny tiny stream. So if I'm trying to fill up a jug, it's going to take a minute. I start doing squats. I'm like, as long as it takes to get this water filled, I'm going to be doing this thing. And it gets my heart pumping. Boom, boom, boom. I don't have to go change. I don't have to get in a yoga pants. I don't have to make a huge commitment. Is that good enough? Should I still be doing more movement? Totally. But is there anything wrong with it? No. Does it get my heart rate up? Does it get endorphins flowing? Yes. So it's an easy thing to think, what are things you can be doing? Because time for a lot of us is a real thing. You know, let me tell you what I heard the other day in a podcast, and I think you will understand this feeling. It almost made me mad. One of the women that I love so much in this world, and she has a podcast, love her, love her, love her, still love her. She was saying, you've got to commit to moving your body, which is so true. I 100% agree. She was like, your health, your energy, your endorphins, totally true. Then she said, unless you're not getting sleep, like if you're a doctor and you've got to go do surgery, or if you're a mom to a newborn baby, then, you know, forget about it. You got to balance your life. You can't be on 2 hours sleep and then go work out. And it made me want to scream, because for many of us listening, we are in a situation. It's like when I was speaking in a podcast a while ago, a mom said that her situation felt like a newborn season that would never stop. That's not saying it's bad. It's just saying there are challenges like sleep and the amount of intense time it takes to take care of someone that are not like other people, where all of a sudden someone's sleeping through the night and taking themselves to the bathroom and getting themselves dressed and doing all those things. For some of us, and many of you listening may have a different story, but for some of us, that season does not stop. So for someone to tell you, you should be working out, you should be doing this, if they're not living your life, it's like, can you find your middle fingers fast enough? And I'm kidding about that, but that's how it feels. It's like, don't tell me what to do when you don't get it, when you don't know. And yet at the same time, I believe that what they're saying is true. So in my life, could I find 30 minutes to go work out? I could. At the beginning of this journey, could I have? It would have been more challenging. I would have had to find somebody to kind of take my role, take my job, whether that was my husband that was home or getting a babysitter in. I would have had to arrange something to go. Now my daughter's in school. Could I go? Totally. But for those of us, and should I? Yeah. You know, I need to be doing more than just squats at the fridge while I'm filling up a water jug. But that's the beginning. So I'm celebrating it. I don't feel crappy. I'm celebrating. I'm like, yeah, look what I just did. If you are living in a season where finding 30 minutes to work out is like a joke, then where can we find those moments to put in some movement? Because the benefits of moving your physical body really are extraordinary. And there's no reason that you should hurt yourself by not doing it. You know, not only will not taking care of your body be a painful process in the long run, it will take away those opportunities for those natural endorphins to just be pumping through your body. So again, I have found, like, what am I already going to be doing tonight? I'm most likely going to be making meds, unless Sean does, and I'm going to be cleaning the kitchen and unloading a dishwasher. So while I'm doing those things, I'm going to put on some music and I am going to lunge through my kitchen. You think I'm kidding? I am not. I'll try to video this one day. I'm going to take my pots and pans and I'm going to do lunges to the other side of the the room to put them up. I mean, you've got to really think, how can I elevate the things I'm already doing that would be beneficial to me? I'll tell you what it's not going to do. If you're having that thing in your mind that says, oh, 10 lunges, yeah, that'll do something. Well, it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you. And if you're like me and you could be using a little more extra movement in your life, it will get your heart rate up pretty damn fast. So that is another idea about movement. Okay, I'm looking. We're at 24 minutes for this section, not the intro included, so I don't know what it'll end up being total, but I hope that this has given you some thoughts of, seriously, how can you elevate your world? Is it a diffuser and bringing some nice oils into the house? Is it a new detergent? Notice the habits that you're in, the ruts that you're in. And I hate to say ruts, but they can be. Think about it. Are you cooking the same 10 meals over and over again? And I'm not referencing, you know, there are a lot of people that have to cook the same meals because of their kids' dietary restrictions or because of food aversions and all of that. But think about, it doesn't have to be food, but think about when you're going through the grocery store. Are you just running through and picking up the same 50 items every time? Can you switch it up a bit? Would it feel nice to try a new body wash and not go with the same thing you've always gotten? Would it be nice to get a different detergent and give it a shot? Would it be nice to buy a bouquet of flowers while you're there for yourself? Think of ways to kind of shake up the habits. Shake up the habits. If you are like me, it will be amazing to have flowers in your house. You will feel that. You will feel it. And it will be fun. Instead of picking up just the same coffee you always get, maybe try that little plastic tin of cappuccino. You may love it. Think of, if I'm going to be drinking coffee every morning, maybe I should spend $19 and get that little machine that you can then froth your milk and it can be a fun experience. Just reevaluate the stuff in your life you're already doing. Can you pump it up a notch where it feels fun? It doesn't necessarily require money or more time, just a shift. Okay, guys, thank you for being here. And as always, I so appreciate you. I so, so, so appreciate you. Like I said in the intro, let me know if you'd like a koozie. The ones that have already been claimed will be heading out soon and will be arriving in your mailbox. So keep a lookout. And this podcast has just been a phenomenal joy. And I so appreciate everybody who has encouraged me in this. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. And guys, go have fun. I'm going to go have fun right now. If I was being honest, I'm about to go have a nice vodka soda. And I am going to hang out with my family and have a nice meal. And we will probably end up binge watching Netflix because we're doing that on purpose for fun. All right. Also, it's snowing, which is always fun. Okay. Bye, guys.